Welcome. You are listening to The Creative Spark. My name is G. Brian Benson, and I'm an award-winning author, project coach, actor, TEDx speaker, creative, and four-time Ironman triathlete. I love to creatively inspire and be inspired. And with each episode, I will be talking of authors, athletes, entrepreneurs, artists, and actors sharing their journey of success and learning how to find the joy and peace of mind that comes with stepping into one's own skin and going beyond anything they might previously have thought possible. I hope that their stories and strategies provide insight, tools, and empowerment to step up your creative game and help you live your best life. So without further ado, let's get going. Personal branding and PR coach Diane Foy empowers multi-passionate artists, musicians, and actors to slide into the spotlight with the impact and income to match. Drawing on her 16 plus years of experience as an arts and entertainment publicist working with the likes of Perry Farrell, Big Sugar, DOA, Mackenzie Phillips, Robert Loggia, Rob Wells, and Tyler Blackburn, she developed her signature fans, media, and industry attraction method. As a multi-passionate creative entrepreneur, Diane loves that she can draw on her photography, fashion, and makeup artistry experience one day, in her entertainment industry, publicity, and marketing experience the next. That diverse background allows her to encourage artists to embrace their authenticity, creativity, and purpose as their unique superpower. Diane also hosts the Multi-Passionate Artist podcast. Welcome, Diane.
Hello, thanks for having me.
You're welcome, thanks for being here. Yeah, this will be an interesting chat. You know, I had never heard of the term multi-passionate until you made me aware of it. And and I obviously, like yourself, am a multi-passionate. And for me, it kind of, once I found out, you know, what it meant in that term, it kind of gave me permission to step into that role. Whereas before I kind of fought it. Tell me how you came upon, you know, that and what it has meant to you and what it means to you.
Yeah. Like, I think I changed careers a lot, and the driving force behind all of it is because I wanted to work with performers and artists and be around the entertainment industry. But for some reason, I could never really stick with anything for that long. or I would have long careers and things, but then at some point, I would get bored and be not satisfied and looking for something else, or a new idea would come up and be like, oh, I'm going to be this and dive in. And, you know, after a while, you start to think, is there something wrong with you? Because everyone tells you you need to pick one thing and stick with it in order to succeed. And so I started out as a photographer. Then I was a makeup artist for a long time. And then I tried journalism. That wasn't it. And then obviously I want to be in the entertainment industry. So I went to entertainment management school, became a publicist. Finally, this was what I was meant to do. And then I was a publicist for a long time, but even along the way, I had so many other things that I would get sidetracked on. And when I was getting bored of publicity, I was like, I don't know where I want to go next. Maybe I'll get back into photography. Maybe I'll do something new. Maybe I'll continue with publicity. I don't know. So I just decided I was going to put everything I do on dianefoy.com, get rid of my PR company name. And I used to also have different websites for everything. So no one really knew I did anything else. It's hard to maintain multiple websites and multiple social media accounts. Yeah. And I'm like, I'm just going to brand me. I'm just going to put everything I do on dianefoy.com, and it'll be photography. It'll be, you know, services, everything. And then everyone told me it was a horrible idea because why would you give up your company name? It's established. Why would you, you know, introduce other things? Why would you, you're going to confuse your audience. Nobody's going to know what you do. You're going to come off as a jack of all trades, master of none. And I was like, well, I take offense to that because I'm a master in a lot of things. And I'm like, I researched and no one else was doing it, but I'm like, I don't know. I have a feeling this is where the world's going. And I'm like, I'm just going to do it anyways. And I did have a year of exploration. I didn't know where I was going to go. And then, you know, I came across coaching and creativity coaching, which interests me. Because, and then, of course, when it came to coaching, no one path would fit everything I wanted to do. Most coaches go to a coaching program and that's it. Whereas I was like, well, creativity coaching is really interesting, but that's not all I want to do. I also want to coach on the PR marketing. And then I also want the life coaching part. And so I took coaching programs in all of it. And I think originally I wanted, I did come up with that multi-potentiality, and I saw the TED talk with Emily Wapnick and started reading books, and I'm like, see, I knew I was right. It's like multi-potentiality is a thing. It's a psychology term to describe those of us who can't just stick with one thing. We are endlessly curious. We want to know everything about everything. And we get a new interest. We dive in and learn everything we can about it. And sometimes then we're done. We want to move on. Other times we'll keep returning to the same interests. And that's okay. I think that's why I was branding myself, is because, yeah, that's what makes you interesting. And it still took me a while to embrace the multi-passionate. Like, I would say I was a multi-passionate creative, but even in the coaching world, they're like, you have to niche down. Because I started, I want to help all creatives. Well, who? I'm like, well, performing arts. Do they call themselves performing artists? Well, no, they're a musician actor. And so I had to narrow it down to musicians and actors. They still wanted me to go down even further.
Right.
But I was like, sticking with it, musicians and actors. And that was my messaging for a while. And it still just didn't feel right. Because I'm not a musician or actor, even though most of my experience is with that. I'm more a visual artist, photographer, makeup artist. I play with makeup, but jewelry makeup. And I'm just like, okay, I'm going to embrace this multi-potentiality, because after coaching a lot of musicians and actors, my favorite clients were the ones that they're a singer-songwriter. They come to me because I'm a music business coach. But then they would tell me, I'm also a yoga instructor, and I'm kind of interested in sound healing. And I get excited when they do all these things. Or they're an actor and they're writer, producer, you know, director. I get excited. Whereas even in those industries, people tell them, you really got to niche down. And I would get excited, go, no, that's what makes you interesting. And it was a brush of fresh air for them, because they were being accepted. But so now, just, I don't know, maybe in the last year, I'm like, you know what, I'm going to go all in. I'm like, I help multi-passionate artists, musicians, and actors. And I love it if you're a painter and an actor, you know. I'll help you figure out how to brand that and how to make it so that you're not confusing your audience.
Well, I completely resonate with this, because I mean, I am, it's like you're speaking to me, you know, we're one and the same. You know, I've ran into the same things you did when I was in the coaching program. You got a niche down and it was like, I don't know. You know, I do a lot of different things. I was told you need to kind of focus on one thing, but I can't. It's just, that's not physically and intuitively and emotionally possible for me to do that. I know that I'm supposed to be the brand, that I had to fight that for a while. Yes, yes, and yes. You know, I think it's finally starting to get a little bit more accepted, right? You know, I mean, there's a lot of the celebrities, quote, actors, musicians that we see out there are doing multiple things. And so that's probably made it a little bit more accepted. Are you noticing that? Or?
Well, I think even the superstars that do it, they didn't do it all at once. They built up to that. They, you know, I always look at J-Lo. It's like, she's J-Lo now, but, you know, she was a dancer. Then she wanted to be an actor. She was an actor. Then she wanted to be a singer. Then she was a singer. She only released her first album at age 29. So then she built it in layers, and now she could do anything because she's like a global brand. But you do have to focus a little in order to get. I've learned that the hard way. Because if you're going in a million different directions, then you get nowhere in any of them. And so you do have to kind of narrow it down. But what helped me was someone said, I don't need to, because I don't like it if you tell me I can't do something, or if you shouldn't do something, you need to stop doing that. But what helped was someone said, you can do it all, but not all at once. And maybe just put some things on hold and focus on what would make you the money soonest, which, you know, as sometimes as artists, we don't think about money. I'm like, oh yeah, we got to actually make money. Mm-hmm. So what's going to be the easiest to kind of, what are you most passionate about? What is going to make you some money to get started and that you could really focus on and get that going? And when that's a bit more of a system, then add one more focus, build that up. And so again, you build it in layers.
Yeah. Yeah. I think for myself, I don't want to say I jumped around too much. I felt like I had to do all that I was doing at the time that I was doing it, because not only just from a creative aspect, but I think it was like part of my self growth process. Yeah. But looking back, it's like, I wish I would have spent more time playing guitar, because, you know, I'd been a lot further along, or I wish I'd have, you know, just stuck with marketing that book a little bit longer. I don't know. I mean, it's easy to look back and have regrets, but I mean, I think everything is kind of the way it is supposed to be, and it will evolve the way it's supposed to be. But right.
Yeah. I feel like I wasted a lot of time, wasted a lot of years. I feel like I was go with the flow. And so mm-hmm. I would go wherever my interests, you know, took me. And sometimes it took me off path, but that's okay. It got me to where I am now. And it got me to here, where I'm very clear now. I'm yes. very clear what I do, what I want to do, who I want to help, why I want to help them. It's kind of refreshing to be so clear about it. I can help mm-hmm. others be mm-hmm. more clear about it.
Oh, absolutely. I feel like I'm going to get a lot more clarity here in the next year as well. And it's just, I think, and it's not the same for everybody. I mean, but for me, I think it's almost like it's hand in hand with the work that I do on myself and eliminate some of the old stories and beliefs and whatever. You know, the more I can get rid of that, the easier it is for me just to kind of sit within myself and trust what I'm doing and be confident about it and let it really shine. Whereas maybe before I kind of had the energy shields up, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you witness some of your clients kind of, I don't know. I mean, you're probably looking at them from all kinds of different angles to try to get them going. But I mean, since you do coach in a lot of different realms, that is helpful that you're probably able to kind of maybe help someone get unstuck.
Yeah. Like we do definitely dive into limiting beliefs, because we all have them. Mm-hmm. And it's those things that hold us back from really putting ourselves out there. Mm-hmm. And because I've spent most of my career behind the scenes, pushing the performers out there, all of a sudden, everyone has to be a public figure now with social media. And so if an actor or a musician, they tell me that they're not comfortable putting themselves out on video, they're not comfortable putting, you know, sharing their stories more, being vulnerable. But I can go, I get that 100%. I'm an introvert. I don't want to be doing this. I don't want to go. I'd be very happy staying behind the scenes, but we all have to push our comfort zones. And if that's what I got to do to get where I want to go. And that's why it's so important to get clear on what you really want mm-hmm. and why you want it. Mm-hmm. That's the foundation of everything, is like, get clear on your vision. What is it you really want? And why do you want it? The why is the important part, because then that's the driving force that yeah. will keep you going no matter what.
Yeah. I think you already kind of touched on it, but what is your why?
My why is, when I was a kid, I was so shy mm-hmm. but I was drawn to performers because they seem so extroverted, full of personality, putting themselves out there. And I just loved music, singing, dancing, TV shows, films. music, everything. That was my world. Like I didn't have a Barbie doll. I had like Wonder Woman and Charlie's Angels and, you know, and so then high school, I'm going to concerts and, you know, the high school counselor is only interested in the really smart people going to university. Mm. And so like if you weren't that, then he didn't really care about you and said, hey, you want to be a secretary? You know, yeah, it's like there was nothing for you. I'm like, there has to be something more. So I, you know, looked through my Pat Benatar tour book, looked at the credits and went, there has to be, obviously I want to be in entertainment and, but not an entertainer. So I saw a photographer. I'm like, okay, I'm going to be a photographer. That was it. And I've chased that for a while. And then even when I was a makeup artist, I was fashion industry, but on my free time, I was doing music videos and I was doing photo shoots with bands and going on film sets. And so obviously like I want to be around performers. And I think the why is they make me express myself more, you know, how I thought they were so, and then it turns out they're not, they're a lot of them are introverts too. Right. Mm-hmm. But it kind of pushes me to go after what I want. And also it's like artists change lives with their talent. So yeah. Everything I've done, photography, makeup, journalism, publicity, management, coaching, all of it was to help artists and performers be successful. So we have more art in the world. So I guess that is the deep why, is that I'm just so passionate about it and it heals the world. Mm-hmm. So I see too many artists and performers holding themselves back because they have fear, self-doubt, and a lack of knowledge on certain things. And those are the things that I can help them with. So I can fill in the knowledge gaps. I can show you, you know, they lack of knowledge in social media or lack of knowledge on publicity or how to promote business. The business part of it.
I bet that's a huge one, right?
Yes. And a lot of them, you know, realize it, that they need to know it, but they don't really go for it. And others I just want to concentrate on my art.
Yeah.
And then I do the tough love. Well, good luck with that. Like, you know, be a hobby artist. That's great. But if you want to make this a career, you need to learn the business. You need to learn how to market yourself. You need to put yourself out there. You need to be vulnerable. And that's all personal branding is. You know, a lot of people think, you know, marketing, personal branding, it's all fake. And because maybe years ago, you know, the industry did put a brand on an artist. You know, there's history of long, you know, child actors and performers and singers where, yeah, they did kind of mold them to who the world wanted them to be, but it wasn't really who they were. But I'm all about authentic personal branding, and personal branding is just that vision. What do you really want? Why do you want it? What are your core values? What is your story? What is your vulnerability? What have you gone through in life? And what drives you? That's all personal branding is. It's your story.
Yeah. Yeah.
And to share that.
What are some of the biggest mistakes you see artists make?
Not learning the business and the marketing.
Yeah. Yeah.
yeah. And just holding themselves back and making excuses, you know. A lot of actors hold themselves back by saying, well, I can't really do that or that or that until I get an agent, or you know, I can't get those roles, so how am I supposed to get those roles? And musicians, same thing. It's like, well, I need a booking agent, or I don't really want to deal with the marketing, so I want to hire someone to do the publicity and marketing for me. And I get it. I was that person you hired, back in the day, but I just seen too many artists waste their money on PR and marketing because they weren't ready for it.
Yeah.
You know, you can't go from, okay, I've created something, to PR and marketing. You have to know what you're promoting, and that's you. Who are you?
Mm-hmm.
It's hard, you know, publicity changed a lot from when I started to now, and it's harder and harder to get press for an indie artist who doesn't really have much going on and doesn't have a fan base and doesn't have a, is not really telling me anything about their story.
Mm-hmm.
Media is going to cover someone that does. And, you know, like a lot of artists, I'm like, you must be thinking that so-and-so is not as talented as you, but they're getting all the opportunities. Why is that? Because they're putting themselves out there. They're really clear of who they are. They share vulnerable stories. They interact with their fans on social media. They build that following.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're talented and you do that, that's who wins.
Yeah. Let's pull back the curtain just a little bit. I know we've talked about a little bit about some of what things that a publicist would do, but maybe like dive into that a little bit more. You know, I've been at some movie openings with some friends and stuff, and some of the bigger name folks, they had publicists there with them and stuff. And, you know, I mean, that's just a small portion of it, but I mean, break that down a little bit, like some of the duties a publicist might incur.
Yeah. So like the red carpet events, those are like the highlights,
sure.
You know, yeah, you know? Right. They don't happen all the time, unless you are in that Hollywood world where you're a celebrity publicist and that's your, but they have a whole other slew of problems behind the scenes. Crisis management, you know?
Yeah.
But at the level I was for, I, you know, I had some opportunities to work with celebrities and be in that world. But for the most part, I'm alone in my office and I'm writing press releases. I'm writing bios. I'm writing pitches. I'm doing a lot of research because media contacts change so often. You have to keep up to date on, you know, is this person still the music editor at that paper? Does that paper even have a music section anymore? That's what I was seeing more
right?
and more of, like, the traditional media is disappearing. So that's why there's less and less opportunity. But it's then you get resourceful and go, okay, well, if, you know, the daily paper's not your place, your audience is probably not there anyways. Where are they? Music blogs, podcasts, YouTube shows. Okay, then let's research those. There's a million podcasts. You know, it's like find the ones that connect to what you're doing. So it's a lot of research. It's researching media outlets, researching, you know, where is other people getting press? You know, that's why it's important to figure out what is your competitive edge, what is unique about you. So that's also what I coach now on, help artists figure that out, and then figure out kind of who's your competition, even though there's no competition, you're all unique. But if you look at someone that's maybe at the same level as you, or maybe is where you want to be 5 years from now, where are they getting press? How did they get their opportunities? What is their image? What does their website look like? Are they interacting with people on social media? What are they doing? And that's kind of helps you figure out what makes you unique, and then also give you ideas of maybe how you could do similar things. So it's a lot of that. And then figuring out media outlets, and then figuring out what the right pitch is. It's a lot of work. I'm glad you don't do it anymore.
Yeah, I know. I'm sweating just listening to. No, I'm just joking. I mean, I'm, you know, being, you know, a creative myself. You know, I've done a lot of what you've done just on my own, and you know, there's so many guerrilla ways that we can go out there and try to make it happen. But yeah, no, it's a ton of work.
Yeah, and that's why I kind of like the coaching now, because I'll help you do it. I'll teach you, I'll show you how to do it. I'm just not doing it for you anymore. Yeah. And it's a slow process, but that's another, I guess, mistake I see so many artists. You're such in a hurry. And you just want to go from zero to famous or zero to on the cover of magazines. And you don't understand that. Are you ready to go on a national television show? Like, you know?
Oh, yeah. Well,
most, you know, even most major outlets, they're not going to take just some unknown person. They want to see that you've, like, say if you were going to go on whatever the morning show is, sure, national, they want to see that you've been on like at least 40 other shows.
Well, it's kind of the same as, you know, an actor having to, you know, for the bigger stuff. I mean, they want to see that you've done it before, that you can handle yourself on a set. Yeah. That, you know what I mean? That it's a process. And oh my gosh, I thought I was so much more ready than I was after my first book or two came out. I so wasn't though. And it's fine. Cause I needed to, I would have been, you know, our own expectations really kick us in the butt, but I've needed this time to grow and expand and learn and just hone my skills in a lot of different ways to be ready.
Yeah.
You know,
and figure out your stories.
Yeah, you exactly. Know,
play around with your stories by putting them on social media. Then you talk about them on podcasts or whatever, and you start to see what, which of your stories people are relating to. Mm-hmm. And it's a process to get to the point where, and also if you're on that national TV show, you got like a few minutes. So
if right. Yeah. Right.
You better get your point across.
Oh, that's so interesting. You know, I enjoyed looking at your fans, media and attraction playbook, and I knew it was a really low percentage, but it's fascinating just for actors that I think only 2% of actors make a living from it and only 10% are working.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's crazy. But you know, what do you tell someone who's just starting out or just kind of getting their feet wet in that realm?
Well, a big part of it is slow down. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. If this is what you really want, there's so many opportunities. There yeah. is. And so even in my playbook where I tell you the statistics, those statistics came with the other side of it. It's like, yes, you know, these actors or musicians are not, so many are not making money. They're not making a living. They're not getting the gigs, but they're also not promoting themselves properly. They're also not, you know, taking the time to figure out their personal brand. They're not taking the time to, you know, build their audience on social media. Mm-hmm. They're not taking that time. So, and learning the business part of it. And so that's where I come in. I'm like, I could teach you that, you know, if you're ready for the long haul. It's not a quick fix. I have trouble even offering a quick fix. I can't do it. Like, and I look at other coaches and they go, you know, from zero to this in 90 days. I'm like, well, that's not possible.
Yeah.
Like, and I look at their courses and they're just the Cole's Notes version.
Yeah.
And if you don't have the support, like you could buy a million courses. But if you don't have the support to really understand what those lessons mean and how to actually implement them.
Life experience.
Yeah. Yeah. So if you want it bad enough, then, you know, there is a process to get there. And what I help artists with is part of it is, you know, overcoming your limiting beliefs, goal setting, things like that. But it's also the branding and social media and publicity. And that's why it's called fans, media, and industry attraction, because you need that to get the jobs to make a living at this and be where you want to go. Mm-hmm. So it's all about the fan base. No matter what you do, you need an audience. And the industry and media are usually not interested until you have the fans or the audience. So the people waiting back saying, well, I can't do anything until I get an agent. Well, they're not going to be interested until you do something, you know.
Yeah.
Create your own projects. Go book your own shows and show that you're working. you can build an audience on social media. It takes work. It takes research. It takes knowledge and dedication, but you can do it. Yeah. And then once you do it, then the industry and media will come to you.
It gives you credibility. And that's one thing I'm proud of myself. I really have done a pretty good job of getting my own stuff in interviews and, you know what I mean? Just created my own projects, whether it's a short film or the TEDx or whatever, you know what I mean? I just kind of kept building it. And it does make a difference. It just gives you instant credibility.
Yeah.
And that has definitely opened some doors, but wow. What is, we're winding down here, but what does being creative mean to you? As a multi-passionate.
I think it's thinking, coming up with innovative ways to do things or new ways of doing things. It's, you know, an idea might spark, you know, two people, but where they're going to go with that idea is probably going to be completely different because we all have different ideas and different, you know, experience and everything and different brains. So it's just that creative spark is, and then what you do with it.
How do you foster your creativity? Like, or maybe, you know, juice up your intuition and, or what have you, you know what I mean? Everybody has different words for it, but.
Yeah. Cause my, like my, I guess my priority, my focus is my coaching. And sometimes I work too much on that business. So I have to take time to like, okay, this day, we're not going to touch any work related business and do something creative. And I think the creative stuff I play with now are things that I'm not that good at, but I enjoy them. I do little mixed media collage art stuff.
Nice.
But I make jewelry. And I haven't gotten to really focus on that. I'm thinking of maybe focusing on that a little bit more and putting it out there.
At the very least, I mean, there are forms of meditation, you know, to turn our brains off and give ourselves some rest and enjoyment. And,
yeah.
And it's a win-win no matter what you do with it.
Yeah, for sure.
So I'm going to put all of your... where people can find you and your social media handles in the show notes, but your website is dianefoy.com, correct?
Yes.
Sweet. And people can learn all about your
everything's
coaching
on and... there. And you can download that freebie, the Fans Media and Industry Attraction Playbook. It's a huge resource. It gives you the pathway.
Yeah. I found it very interesting for sure. Thank you, Diane. That was a lot of fun. And I know that this will be a very helpful chat for a lot of people.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you for listening to The Creative Spark. To learn more about host G. Brian Benson, his latest best-selling book, Habits for Success, and this week's amazing guest, please visit the show notes. And we love building community, making new friends, and spreading the goodness. So don't forget to subscribe to this podcast and share it with your friends and family. Until next time, as Brian always says, be well, be creative, and always be yourself.